It's not a coincidence that David Tippett chose people as the first P, because adding people to your drawings, that helps the participants relate to what you're trying to share with them. There are basically two types of people. There is mountain people and there are star people. I normally use mountain people. Mountain people you draw like this, a circle to indicate the head of the person. You add a body to that. You add legs by making three lines, add feet, and you can also add arms. Star people, a little faster to make. Again, you start with the head, and then you simply add a star with four attacks, and then you have a person. So that's people. People can, of course, also be drawn as teams. This is pretty easy. For mountain people, I normally make like seven circles to indicate the heads of a team of seven persons. You know, a team is seven plus minus two persons. The four that I have in front, I add bodies to those. I add legs for them. And I add the arms for the two in each side. So pretty easy to do. For star people, it's even faster. Again, you can choose to have seven persons in the team. And then you add the arm and the legs. And the arm for the one to the other side. If everybody has legs, really doesn't matter here. People get the concept. The good thing with star people is that you can actually also write something here. You can actually say, well, this is actually a team, because there's a little space to do that as well. So that's teams. The final thing with people is facial expressions, because when you make facial expressions, you can say something about how the person thinks or what mood they're in and so. And when you make facial expressions, well, draw a circle for the head. And then when you draw the eyes, don't make dots, make lines, because when you're making lines, that helps you to indicate things. So this is a normal happy fellow. If we want to draw an unhappy fellow, well, somebody can also be like this. And you can just experiment with all kinds of expressions here. That helps you indicate what the person actually thinks.